Your top stories on Blitz this hour. Barca edge Dortmund while Liverpool draw at home. Kaizer Chiefs remain top of the AMSA Premiership log. The build-up continues towards the Alfred Dunhill Championship. Kevin Larina ready for WBA Challenge in 2020. And Springbok captain Siya Kolisi gives praise to coaches. Anfield was the stage for Liverpool and Napoli's UEFA Champions League showdown, with both eyeing top spot in Group E. The last time the two met, it was a team from Naples that came out on top, and just after the 20-minute mark, Dries Mertens fired his side into the lead from a tight angle. VAR was called into play for a potential foul during the build-up, but the goal stood as it was advantage Napoli. The Reds from Merseyside were far from their best. With 70% of possession during the first half, Jurgen Klopp's side failed to convert their dominance into goals. Liverpool's best chance of drawing level came just after the break. A mistake by goalkeeper Alex Meret allowed Roberto Firmino to get his shot away, but Kalidou Koulibaly hacked his attempt off the line. The Reds kept knocking on the Napoli door and it eventually opened, Dejan Lovren powering home a James Milner cross to draw level. During the latter stages of the match, both failed to create meaningful chances, as Matt had ended level at Anfield with a point, keeping Liverpool top of their group. Group E is still wide open in terms of who will qualify for the knockout rounds. Liverpool is 1 point ahead of Napoli, while Salzburg are still in the hunt.
With a win enough to send either through to the knockout stages of the UEFA Champions League, Valencia entertained Chelsea at the Mestalla on Wednesday evening. The Blues made the better start, and 3 minutes in, Willian headed over from close range. The visitors continued to dominate, but the next real chance fell the way of Valencia. They were not, however, able to convert as Maxi Gomez fluffed his lines with the goal gaping. The Argentine forward had an opportunity to make amends not long afterwards when the ball broke to him at the back post. This time he mustered a shot on goal, but it was diverted behind by the body of Kepa Arrizabalaga. At the other end, Jasper Cillessen made a jaw-dropping intervention to deny Tammy Abraham, laying the platform for his side to take the lead as Carlos Soler turned home the opener. Valencia's lead was short-lived as Mateo Kovacic levelled with his first goal for the club.
Kovacic shot! Kovacic levels it! His first Chelsea goal!
Kovacic almost added a second not long afterwards, but Cillessen kept out the near-post strike. After the interval, Chelsea took the lead courtesy of the toe of Christian Pulisic, a lengthy VAR check confirming that the goal was legitimate. Valencia could have been level only minutes later, but Spain international Rodrigo could only find the roof of the net with Arrizabalaga off his line. The hosts were then awarded a rather dubious penalty, which VAR did not overturn, but Arrizabalaga denied Dani Parejo to preserve Chelsea's lead. Their defensive resolve was undone inside the final 10 minutes though, as an attempted cross from Daniel Vaz crashed off the inside of the upright and over the line. Desperate to find a winner, Valencia poured forward in the final moments and almost did net a third, but Rodrigo missed a sitter at the back post, and the spoils were shared to all the final score. Ajax Amsterdam were out to improve their chances of progression when they took aim at Lille in their penultimate UEFA Champions League Group H tie. The visitors were up and running at Stade Pierre Mauroy within 2 minutes of the first whistle as Hakim Ziyech applied the finishing touch to a sublime move. Ajax had the chance to double their lead with less than a quarter hour on the clock, but Dusan Tadic was denied at the near post by Mike Maignan. Half an hour in and Jonathan Bamba squandered the chance to level as he blazed over, and Ajax took their slender advantage into the break. After the interval, Jonathan Ikone looked to outdo his teammate for most outrageous miss, as he too launched his effort over the crossbar. And the hosts were made to pay just before the hour mark as Ziyech turned provider, and Quincy Promes stretched at the back post to net his 14th goal of the season. Ajax stopper Andre Onana, a virtual bystander for most of the game, then kept his side's two-goal lead intact with a marvellous double save, and the Dutch champions walked away comfortable 2-0 winners in France. Ajax Amsterdam now sport a 2-point advantage at the top of Group H after a 2-0 win over bottom place Lille. Valencia and Chelsea's 2-2 draw leaves them level on 8 points, all to play for on matchday 6.
Barcelona welcome Borussia Dortmund to the Camp Nou for their Group F clash in the UEFA Champions League. With only 1 point separating the two, and a win for either would strengthen their round of 16 chances. The Barca defence came under threat in the second minute after a mistake by Ivan Rakitic that put Dortmund on the front foot, but goalkeeper Marc-Andre ter Stegen came to his side's rescue. During the early stages, the best chances fell to the black and yellow. Nico Schulz handed the chance, but ter Stegen stood firm in goal. The Catalan giants showed their class, playing in his 700th game for Barcelona. Lionel Messi waved his magic wand, playing Luis Suarez in, and the Uruguayan made no mistake in front of goal. A defensive error by Mats Hummels allowed Suarez to turn provider for Messi, who bagged his 613th club goal as Barca went into the break with a commanding 2-0 lead. Dortmund were kept at bay by ter Stegen, with the Barca shot stopper denying fellow German international Julian Brandt's close-range effort. The evening belonged to the Blaugrana front three, Messi grabbing his second assist of the evening, finding Antoine Griezmann, who made it 3-0. Dortmund managed to bring some respectability to the scoreline after some neat work by Jadon Sancho inside the 16-yard area, the 19-year-old rifling in his shot. Ernesto Valverde's side managed to hold on for a 3-1 victory and secure a place in the last 16.
Desperate to preserve their hopes of reaching the UEFA Champions League knockout stages, Inter Milan travelled to the Czech Republic to take on Slavia Prague. 10 minutes in and Lautaro Martinez steered his effort wide, but the young Argentine did direct his next shot on target to score the opener after Romelu Lukaku showed great strength to work across into the box. The Italian side then profited from a Slavia mistake, and Lukaku tucked away his first Champions League goal for Inter, or so he thought. A VAR check on an earlier incident yielded a penalty for the hosts. The big Belgian's goal was chalked off, and Slavia had the chance to restore parity from 12 yards, which they duly did, courtesy of captain Thomas Suchek. Inter stopper Samir Handovic kept out Luka Masoput's deflected strike as the game sprung into life after the hour mark. Lukaku was then unlucky to see his header come back off the crossbar, before Marcelo Brozovic was also denied by the woodwork after producing a cracking effort from some distance out. Handovic was called upon again, scampering off his line to close down Masoput after he burst through on goal. And how important that proved to be, as Lukaku profited from a slip at the back to charge through and thump the ball into the back of the net. The burly hitman was not done having an influence on the game though, setting up the third.
Oh, great ball in! For Lautaro Martinez to seal it!
3-1 in favour of Inter, their hopes of progression still alive.
Barcelona managed to secure their place in the round of 16 of the UEFA Champions League, while it's up to Inter and Dortmund to fight it out for second spot. Looking to become the first French club to win in St. Petersburg, Lyon squared off against Zenit in their Group G UEFA Champions League encounter. It was a must-win contest for both, with matters tight in their group, as all four teams still have a chance to qualify for the round of 16. Both defences stood strong during the opening half hour. However, Sedat Azmoun managed to find space behind the Lyon backline, but the Iranian could not get the better of the post. As the half seemed destined to end goalless, Artem Dzyuba headed his side into the lead from a Douglas Santos corner. Lyon struggled to break down a stubborn Zenit defence and were let down by their own finishing, with 5 of their 15 shots on target. Those missed opportunities would come back to haunt them as the blue-white Sky Blues bagged their second goal in fortuitous fashion through Magomed Ozdoyev. The 2-0 victory keeps Zenit in the hunt for a place in the knockout rounds as they go level on points with Lyon. With a chance of securing top spot in Group G and a place in the round of 16, RB Leipzig went in search of all 3 points against Benfica. Knowing that a win could hand them a slender chance of making it into the knockout stages, the Eagles found the back of the net first through Portuguese international Pizzi. Leipzig should have been level minutes later, but Christopher Nkunku failed to get his shot past or deceased Vlachodimos. The Greek shot stopper was called upon once again, and he was on hand to deny Marcel Sabitzer. Pizzi caused problems for the Leipzig defence. The midfielder had his head in his hands as he saw his curling effort bounce off the crossbar just before the halftime break. Just before the half-hour mark, a defensive blunder allowed Vinicius a clear run-in on goal, And the Brazilian striker had little trouble bagging his first Champions League goal. The away side came close to getting their third in spectacular fashion, as Raul de Thomas tried his luck from his own half, catching Landry Mvogo off his line. Julian Nagelsmann's side managed to pull a goal back during the dying moments of the game, as they were awarded a penalty. Emil Forsberg stepped up to set up a nervy last 9 minutes of extra time. Benfica struggled to contain the waves of Leipzig attacks, and the equaliser came through off the head of Forsberg. A point was enough to see the German club through to the knockout stage, while Benfica bow out of the competition. Leipzig became the first team from Group G to qualify for the round of 16, while there's still a spot available for either Zenit or Lyon. Your World of Champions will bring you live coverage of match day 6 of the UEFA Champions League. Liverpool are away to Salzburg, Chelsea host Lille, or Barcelona travel to Inter Milan.
Seeking to re-establish their 10-point cushion at the APSA Premiership Summit, Kaizer Chiefs locked horns with Stellenbosch at the Cape Town Stadium. Amakhosi may have come into the match on the back of a Telkom knockout semi-final defeat to Maritzburg United, but they'd won 6 straight in the league, and that red-hot form continued. The visitors snatching the lead 10 minutes in, as an accurate corner delivery from Lebogang Manyama was well met by Siyabonga Ngizana. Only 10 minutes later, and Kieran Bakkes tested Boy de Jong with a rasping effort from long range. The Dutch stopper was equal to that one, but was left standing midway through the stanza as another pinpoint Manyama corner was met by Simeon Nukovic. With the interval approaching, Karma Biliat had a go from a tight angle, but his first-time effort rippled the side netting. 10 minutes into the second period, veteran forward Bernard Parker tried his luck, but de Jong made a pretty routine stop. Daniel Akpé was then called upon to deny Wassim Isaacs at his near post, and with a quarter hour remaining, Chiefs made the game safe.
Zuma's onside. Can he make it 3? No, he can't, but Nurkovic can.
Inside stoppage time, Dumisani Zuma added gloss to the scoreline with a neat finish. 4-0 the score at full time, Chiefs putting together 7 consecutive league wins for the first time since 2014, whilst clinching their biggest away win since 2012.
Cape Town City made the trip to the Dr. Molemela Stadium for their APSA Premiership clash against Bloemfontein Celtic with the hopes of resurrecting their season under new coach Jan Older Rickering, while for Celtic it was another chance to move closer to the top 4. The home side signalled their intent as early as the 5th minute when Sere Motebang came close to opening the scoring at the near post. Chances were few and far between in Bloemfontein. Midfielder Zukile Kwetu looked to trouble the Celtic defence, but his shot went well over the crossbar. Siwelele threatened again after the break. Motebang managed to round goalkeeper Sage Stevens, only to see his attempt steered away from goal by Edmilson Dove. With the full-time whistle looming, Salta continued to pressurise his citizens' backline, Lansane Palane testing Stevens at his near post. The Cape Town shot stopper was the busiest of the two keepers between the posts. This time, he was on hand to deny Lucky Baloyi. Neither side could find the decisive goal, as both teams walked away with a point.
Mamelodi Sundowns and Orlando Pirates got back to winning ways in the APSA Premiership, whilst Chippa United recorded their biggest league victory for almost 18 months. SuperSport United were comfortable winners over Maritzburg United, whilst Kaizer Chiefs crushed Stellenbosch. Kaizer Chiefs sport a 10-point advantage at the APSA Premiership Summit. Defending champions Mamelodi Sundowns, with a game in hand, are second. SuperSport United are a further point back in third. Orlando Pirates lie seventh. Chippa United bring up the rear, but are only a point behind AmaZulu and Stellenbosch. Only 3 points separate 9th place Maritzburg United from the Chili Boys. Next up in the APSA Premiership, Polokwane City entertain Bloemfontein Celtic, Cape Town City host Highlands Park, and SuperSport United tackle Stellenbosch. Chippa United are in action against Baraka, whilst a KZN derby between AmaZulu and Maritzburg United rounds out the weekend's fixtures.
Football legend Samuel Eto'o says he wants to use his upcoming education in the USA to give back to Africa. The 4-time African Player of the Year announced his retirement from football in September, and in January will start a business management studies course at Harvard University. Speaking to French media, Eto'o said that once he graduates, he wants to help make a positive contribution to the transformation of Africa. The ex-Cameroon forward is his country's record scorer with 56 goals and enjoyed club stints with the likes of Barcelona, Chelsea and Inter Milan. He appeared at four World Cups and won back-to-back Africa Cup of Nations titles.
Catch all the live action from round 14 of the Premier League season only on SuperSports. City take on the Magpies, the Reds face the Seagulls, the Blues and Hammers collide, while the Red Devils take aim at the Villains.
There's a full program of 10 games coming your way on match day 15 as Spain's La Liga starts with Celta Vigo at home to Valladolid. Real Madrid are away, as are Barcelona, the table-topping team. All the matches live on SuperSport. There's a feast of action from Italy's Serie A on match day 14. Three games on Saturday, Sunday. Top of the table, Juventus, second Inter Milan and third Lazio, all at home. Monday's pair is Cagliari against Sampdoria.
The quarterfinals for the FIFA Beach Soccer World Cup have been confirmed. Brazil take on Russia, while Senegal face Portugal. Italy are up against Switzerland, and it's Japan versus Uruguay. Catch it all live on your World of Champions.